The Colonel and Little Missy, Buffalo Bill, Annie Oakley, and the Beginnings of Superstardom in America, by Larry McMurtry, read by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2005 by Larry McMurtry. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Larry McMurtry and the Wiley Agency, and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Superstardom, Chapter 1. Kings and potentates, and their queens and lovers, someday die and have to be entombed, interred, or consumed on splendid pyres. So too with performers, even the greatest among them, the true superstars. Elvis died, and Garbo, and Marilyn Monroe, and Frank Sinatra. Elvis, at least, left us Graceland, his Taj on Old Man River. Of the others, we have merely records and movies, recorded performances that allow us at least distant glimpses of their gaiety, their beauty, their gifts. Show business imposes its own strict temporality. No matter how many CDs or DVDs we own, it would still have been better to have been there, to have seen the living performers in the richness of their being, and to have participated, however briefly, in the glory of their performance. When I was 8 years old, I was sitting in a hot pickup near Silverton, Texas, bored stiff, waiting for my father and two of my uncles, Charlie and Roy McMurtry, to conclude a cattle deal. I was reading a book called Last of the Great Scouts by Helen Cody Wetmore, Buffalo Bill Cody's sister. At the time...